Chapter 17. Then he said to his disciples, "It is unavoidable that causes for stumbling should come. Nevertheless, woe to the one through whom they come. It would be of more advantage to him if a millstone were suspended from his neck and he were thrown into the sea than for him to stumble one of these little ones. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother commits a sin, give him a rebuke, and if he repents, forgive him. Even if he sins 7 times a day against you, and he comes back to you 7 times, saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." Now the apostles said to the Lord, "Give us more faith." Then the Lord said, "If you had faith the size of a mustard grain, you would say to this black mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who of you is there that has a slave plowing or minding the flock, who will say to him when he gets in from the field, 'Come here at once and recline at the table'? Rather, will he not say to him, 'Get something ready for me to have my evening meal, and put on an apron and minister to me until I am through eating and drinking, and afterward you can eat and drink'? He will not feel gratitude to the slave because he did the things assigned, will he? So you also, when you have done all the things assigned to you, say, 'We are good for nothing slaves. What we have done is what we ought to have done.'" And while he was going to Jerusalem, he was passing through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering into a certain village, 10 leprous men met him, but they stood up afar off. And they raised their voices and said, "Jesus, Instructor, have mercy on us." And when he got sight of them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going off, their cleansing occurred. One of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell upon his face at Jesus' feet, thanking him. Furthermore, he was a Samaritan. In reply, Jesus said, "The 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where, then, are the other 9? Were none found that turned back to give glory to God, but this man of another nation?" And he said to him, "Rise and be on your way. Your faith has made you well." But on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with striking observableness, neither will people be saying, 'See here,' or 'There.' For look, the kingdom of God is in your midst." Then he said to the disciples, "Days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. And people will say to you, 'See there,' or 'See here.' Do not go out or chase after them. For even as the lightning, by its flashing, shines from one part under heaven to another part under heaven, so the Son of Man will be. First, however, he must undergo many sufferings and be rejected by this generation. Moreover, just as it occurred in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, men were marrying, women were being given in marriage, until that day when Noah entered into the ark, and the flood arrived and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it occurred in the days of Lot, they were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot came out of Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. The same way it will be on that day when the Son of Man is to be revealed. On that day, let the person that is on the housetop, but whose movable things are in the house, not come down to pick these up. And the person out in the field, let him likewise not return to the things behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to keep his soul safe for himself will lose it, but whoever loses it will preserve it alive. I tell you, in that night two men will be in one bed. The one will be taken along, but the other will be abandoned. There will be two women grinding at the same mill. The one will be taken along, but the other will be abandoned. So in response they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the eagles will be gathered together."